This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is deploying a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says that the move is to send a clear message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or its allies will be met with unrelenting force. Bolton says the United States is not seeking war with the Iranian regime, but is fully prepared to respond to any attack, whether by proxy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, or regular Iranian forces. A Russian plane made a fiery landing in Moscow Sunday. Russian officials say at least 40 people were killed. Video from the scene shows passengers using emergency slides to evacuate the burning plane. VOA's Igor Sekhaninka in Moscow says that an investigation is underway.
Russia's very powerful investigative committee decided to take on this issue, and they opened a criminal probe into this incident. I'm sure there'll be very, very significant and very serious investigation into what has happened.
The Aeroflot plane had 78 people on board. Catholics in Sri Lanka celebrated Sunday Mass at their homes for another week Sunday. This was prompted by security concerns following attacks last month that killed more than 250 people. As he did last week, the Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith conducted a private memorial mass that was broadcast on television. Also on Sunday, the Sri Lankan government imposed a curfew on Negombo and reimposed a ban on social media after violence erupted in the seaside town. A church in Negombo was the site of one of the bombings 2 weeks ago during an Easter service there. Again, Catholics in Sri Lanka celebrating Sunday Mass at their homes another week. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.